Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so, you know, we might be bringing Tom Brady Gate to a close. I don't know if it's called Tom Brady Gate or whatever they're calling it. As you know, on Saturday, all of a sudden, there was, I don't know if it was started with ESPN, and then I picked it up from CBS Sports, and all over they were talking about how Tom Brady's retiring. Then all of a sudden, a few hours later, he said, no, I'll tell you guys when I'm retiring. We knew he was going to retire. We knew he was going to retire a year ago. Whether they won or not this year, you know, he's looking like, you know, he doesn't want to get any more sacks. He doesn't want to get any more injuries. He's made a buttload of money. He has a fantastic career. Nobody wants to leave their career on a downslope, you know, so he doesn't want to leave after losing multiple seasons, you know, because then it looks like the team got rid of him. So I figured he would leave right after he won a Super Bowl or maybe the year after. And so today, finally, he did tweet his retirement. And it was actually very beautiful, his retirement speech. It was really, really nice. Took a bunch of tweets. On Twitter, what he did is he typed it, I think, on another platform so you could have more words because Twitter only allows a certain amount of characters. And you know, he mentioned his family, he mentioned the Bucks, he mentioned some of his friends, never mentioned the Patriots, which was interesting because, you know, the Patriots made him. I mean, did he not have a good relationship with Belichick? Did he? I mean, I know coaches and quarterbacks butt heads all the time, but you know something went down for him to leave the Patriots. And so, you know, it was beautifully written, but now I see why it took 2 days, because my guess is it took 2 days to write. Now, just so you know, he's 44 years old. He signed a one-year, $25 million contract extension after last year's Super Bowl win with the Bucks. The deal included a $20 million sign-on bonus, and signing bonus or a sign-on bonus, you don't usually get it the second you sign. You have to have been there a certain period of time. So my guess is he had to be there for about a year. $15 million of which would have been paid to him this Friday, the 3rd or 4th? The 4th. So, by retiring, he might have saved them the $15 million so they could use it to, you know, use it for another draft pick, or they're going to give him the money anyway. But he has made over 22 seasons, $292 million. So, he's going to be doing okay. That's according to SpotRac. And this doesn't even include Subway, Under Armour. Wasn't there like a cologne or a watch or all sorts of endorsements? And then, you know, he starred on TED, right? So I'm sure he's going to be doing more acting because I think he likes him. He's friends with Mark Wahlberg. And, I mean, he could always sell the rings, right? You know, or make replicas and sell the originals, whatever he wants to do. But interestingly, he has a few businesses. I don't know if you guys have heard about these. And so some of his businesses, it's called Autograph.io, Brady Brand, TB12 Sports. TB12 Sports is interesting. They have pre-workout blends and nutrition and shirts, so merchandise. And you see pictures of Tom Brady. Tom Brady co-founded it, so you know that's going to be probably a pretty successful company. And then Autograph, I guess they're like certain excuse me, collectibles, and then they get signed by I guess you're a celebrity. So he's got some businesses going on. I think he'll do fine. But what I find fascinating is we have a 44-year-old man choosing retirement. This just happens when you have so many other people that have chosen retirement, saying, you know, I'm leaving my profession, I'm done. And that's a really, really tough decision. Many of you have asked, how do I decide when to retire? You know, am I going to still need the money? You know, am I going to regret it? Can I come out of retirement? You can always come out of retirement. We hear players coming out of retirement all the time. And I'm not saying Tom Brady's going to come back. I don't think he will because he doesn't want to lose. And he wants to leave on such a high note. But, you know, making a decision like that is really, really tough. And a lot of you guys are kind of making that decision. You know, your Tom Brady retirement decision. And some of you, when you retire, it's not as classy as his Twitter posts were. It was, you know, see ya, what I want to be in, showing a couple fingers. But the decision to quote-unquote retire isn't necessarily a retire. You know, people think I retired from medicine. I never retired from medicine. I closed my office. Everybody said she retired, she retired. They go, how old is she? She's in her 40s. How old is she? Well, I didn't necessarily retire from medicine, but what I did retire from was the old stereotypical, you know, medical format that we thought was going to persist but got completely annihilated during, you know, the Obama years with Obamacare. Even though Obamacare did help many with the pre-existing conditions, which are advantages, in terms of the small neighborhood family doc that was always there on the corner that would be there till 10 o'clock at night for you, completely destroyed it. And so retiring just means you're leaving one aspect of your career or work life. And a lot of you guys are like, well, I can't retire, I can't retire. You don't ever have to officially retire. I understand Social Security maybe will limit your pay if you're getting another pay, whatever. But many people just fear that, oh, my gosh, if I retire, I'm quitting. Or I can't go back. You could always go back. If I wanted to open up a practice and get paid like crap, right, you know, because of all the high deductibles and insurance won't pay, I could do it. You could always come back. And Tom Brady, he's now going into the next chapter. He's going to spend time with his family. He's not going to get injured. And I'm sure he's going to miss football. 22 years, half of his life has been, and that's in the NFL. So actually most of his life has been about football. It's a gutsy decision, but it's a smart decision. And you guys have to look at the pivot or the midlife reboot that we spoke about. And a lot of you guys are sometimes, you know, working at in a role where you're just getting worse or worse, or you can't keep up, and then you feel like you can't go back. Sometimes you need to quit on a high note. And then what you need to do is refocus your energy on a different sort of aspect to that career. And I see people do that, so then you never feel like you failed or quit. But Tom Brady, he's the GOAT. I think he retired at perfect time. I think the news messed it up. That was a cluster and a half. But now we know why. He had to write his retirement speech. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so 2022 is, we have the falling iguanas. We have, you know, now the new Supreme Court pick. It's going to be full of drama. Tom Brady leaving. Trust me, 2022 is going to have a lot of drama. And Whoopi Goldberg has stirred some up with remarks on the Holocaust. Now, I'm not mad at her. I'm not calling for her to be fired. But people are ticked. And I'll tell you why. And I think where we're going is I think we're going to end up firing everybody. Because nowadays we don't do news. We don't do interviews and, you know, talk shows like Johnny Carson type. We go on soapboxes and people want to hear people's opinion. People want to hear Whoopi Goldberg's opinion. Sharon Osbourne's opinion. Meghan McCain's opinion. And then when the opinion seems to not take the most politically correct path, people call for them to get fired. So The View is just a, what do you call it, like a Satan soup of people spewing their opinions that could very, very easily get them canceled. And I don't really watch The View. All I know is I hear, well, this person said this on The View, or this person said this, or this person got fired, or this person stuck up for Piers Morgan, or this person whatever. And it just looks like it's just a revolving door of people who are on it. They start getting controversial, and then they get canned. So people are I guess, wanting Whoopi Goldberg to be fired for her comments on the Holocaust. And I, as a Jew, I don't think she needs to be fired for what she said. I think she needs to stop going on air and trying to apologize and backpedal, because I think she's kind of putting herself into more hot water. But she has the right to her opinion. See, that's the thing. In America, I might not agree with your opinion, but I will still fight for your right to have it. I will still defend you. Now, if you have an opinion that the Holocaust never happened and that it was all made up, I'm going to call you a flippin', I'm going to call you some names, and I'm going to probably think you're stupid, but I'm not going to shut you up. You have a right to say what you have to say. I might think you're an idiot. Well, Whoopi Goldberg, how she got herself into some hot water is, I guess they were talking about the Holocaust. Because I didn't see the whole show, but I think it was, you know, people have been comparing what we have done in the last 2 years to things that the Nazi Party had done during their rise to power. Some took it so far as to make it sound like it equates to concentration camps, and that doesn't, and I find that very offensive. Don't be trying to compare what's going on with vaccine mandates, you know, to concentration camps. But on the flip side, if you're trying to say, look, you know, guns got taken away, you know, you had to identify yourself, you had to show your papers, you know, you have to identify yourself as being vaccinated, you have to identify yourself as this. That does start to make the hair on the back of your neck, you know, stand up. And so if people are making similarities, like, look, guys, we don't want to get fascist, you know, let's point this out. Let's maybe tone some of this down. That's what America does best. America does best talking about this stuff. So my guess is on The View, she and her co-host were probably talking about the Holocaust. And Whoopi Goldberg, 66 years old, and she's always been, you know, says it like it is, but she had said that the Holocaust was not about race. It was never about race. In fact, her quote, just so you see what her quote is, let me see. Sorry, because I want to get this right. She said, oh, there was a book by Art Spiegelman about Nazi atrocities faced by his parents. It was an anchor text to the curriculum and is used by schools. So I guess maybe they were talking about that because Tennessee School Board was banning a novel. And this novel, Mouse, was this book by Art Spiegelman. And when they were talking about the Holocaust, she goes, let's be truthful about it. She said, the Holocaust isn't about race. It's not about race. It's not about race. Because people said, really? She goes, it's not about race. It's not about race. She said it multiple times. It's about man's inhumanity to man. That's what it's about. And so people took that as, how could you not look at that? See, Hebrews consider themselves a race, the Hebrew race. So when you don't identify, you know, that could obviously not be taken too well. Being devil's advocate, I see what she was trying to say. She was trying to say, when you look at the Holocaust, and everybody looks at the Holocaust differently. Everybody, when they hear and they see what happened, okay, they look at it, you know, from a different perspective. I look at it as a different perspective. When I hear Holocaust, I think of most of my family slaughtered, very few of my family getting to escape, and somebody wanting to kill not only Jews, but Christians, homosexuals, anybody. And one of the most evil people on this earth. Now, that might not be the same sort of image of Holocaust as somebody else. You know, other people might be like, well, you know, I look at it as, you know, a evolution. Or I mean, everybody might have their own, you know, own, I guess, idea of it or memory of it, or even though it's not a memory, but you know the word I'm looking for. So nobody, when you hear Holocaust, I think it inspires different feelings in everybody. But what Whoopi, I believe, was trying to say, and I'm not here to defend her, was, look, you know, was this about Jews? Was this about Christians? Was this about homosexuals? It was about evil. So to her, it was about men turning on men, women turning on women, and women turning on men, vice versa, men turning on women, and it was about evil. And when I heard her say that, even though I didn't agree with her with the race thing, because it was, you know, Hitler wanted to exterminate the Jews. What she was trying to say, I believe, was Holocaust is about the evil that humans possess. And I brought that up on the show. How one thing the Holocaust did highlight and exemplify is people are evil. People will turn you in. You know, people will put themselves first. People will kill you for no good reason. People are animals. So if she was conveying that, you know, the only thing is then she tries to apologize for it. And when she tries to apologize for it, that's when I think she gets herself into some bigger trouble. So I believe she said, when you talk about, during an interview on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, she said, she tried to explain, and she said, when you talk about being racist, you can't call this racism. This is evil. This wasn't based on skin. You couldn't tell who was Jewish. You had to delve deeply and figure it out. My point is they had to do work. She said, if the Klan is coming down the street and I'm standing with a Jewish friend, I'm going to run. But if my friend decides not to run, they'll get passed by most times because you can't tell who is Jewish you don't know. So I see what she is saying. She's saying to her, the definition of race is something you could see. To Whoopi Goldberg is that person's black, that person might be Latino. I mean, I have to kind of disagree with in terms of physical or phenotypes because, so in my family, the one family that escaped from Austria, my grandfather was blonde. This is fake blonde, but my grandfather was a real blonde. His brother had very Semitic features, dark hair, a dark complexion. You know, he looked what would have been, you know, a stereotypical feature of somebody who would be Jewish. People found him. People would beat him up. They just assumed he was Jewish. He didn't have the star, the Jude star. He didn't have that star on him because that was before they forced people to wear it. But somebody who looked Jewish got their butt kicked. And so I know that I could never, ever compare what happened to the Jews to what happened to other races or what happened to blacks and slavery. You know, everybody tries to go, well, we're all in the same boat. We're not all in the same boat because we all had different atrocities happen to us. And, you know, some much worse than others. And for much longer periods of time. But as Jews, people tried to figure out if you were, and they would use certain features, and then you would get attacked. You would be assumed Jewish without. So, you know, she said that, you know, Hitler had to work to try to find who they were, and they did, but still, there was that, there was that, you know, where they could tell by how you eat and all that. So she's getting herself into some deeper water. We'll see what happens. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Northeast is still digging out from the perfect snowstorm that hit over the weekend, but the rest of the country better get ready. A storm could hit the states from Colorado to parts of Texas to Ohio over the next 48 hours. A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted hate crimes trial for father and son Travis and Greg McMichael, convicted of murder for fatally shooting Ahmaud Arbery, whose parents angrily objected to the deal as unfair and unjust. The deal would have allowed the convicts to go to federal prison. The family of Arbery want them in state prison.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wansley gave them on the 7th of January.
India's central bank will issue a digital rupee and the 2022-23 fiscal year, which begins April 1st. India's finance minister said the introduction of the digital rupee would be based on blockchain and other technologies. USA Radio News. Let's get an update on the hunt for a new Supreme Court of the United States justice.
The president and committee leaders plan to discuss who will fill the shoes of Justice Stephen Breyer when he retires in June. President Biden promised on the campaign trail to nominate a black woman to the high court. However, identity politics is not resonating with most Americans. According to a recent ABC News poll, 76% of Americans want Biden to consider all potential nominees to replace the outgoing justice. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
China's Winter Olympics may be more of a drag on Beijing's economy than a boost, as virus flare-ups weigh on consumer and industrial activity. A ban on public spectators means there won't be the usual bump up in tourism along with food and lodging. Tighter controls to contain the outbreaks of two virus variants are keeping Olympic tourists away. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the FDA got ticked off. Did you guys see this a few days ago? They're mad at one company. Ooh, they're mad. They are so mad that they issued a class one recall. Oh, no, they didn't. Oh, yeah, they did. Oh, they did. They issued a class one recall. Ooh, what is that? Oh, I'll tell you. Ooh, it's FDA's ticked. They are angry. Apparently, people are producing COVID tests. And they're putting them out there. Say, we got the FDA seal of approval. But if they don't have the FDA seal of approval, like the ones we have from China, apparently those got the FDA seal of approval. If they're an American company that, you know, still hasn't gone through the process, they don't get to be FDA approved. So Empowered Diagnostics had to now recall as a class one, I'll tell you what that is, it's rough, their CovClear COVID-19 rapid antigen test and ImmunoPass COVID-19 neutralizing antibody rapid test. This is from Empowered Diagnostics. I believe their base is in Florida. They sell to Canada. And now they've updated their website saying they do not sell in America. Why? Because the FDA said, oh, hell no. The FDA reports that the label on the product included an FDA authorization, but was never authorized, never cleared, and never approved by the FDA. So they got smacked with a class one recall, and Empower is now recalling the products because it has a potential to cause serious health consequences or death. So when you look at recalls for the FDA, all right, you know, some of these are, well, we just need to fix a labeling area, or maybe we need to, you know, there's a minor violation, and so you won't be able to sell them until you get it fixed. But then you have the recalls where the public health is in jeopardy. And the FDA cannot sanction and say that these test kits are going to give you accurate results. If they were not cleared, tested, and authorized by the FDA, they can't trust them. Now, I don't know if any of you guys bought them. I think you could buy them online. They could give not only false negative or false positives, according to the FDA, and that's why they're worried. Now, I don't know if they've actually had a certain number of false negatives or false positives, but they don't want anybody taking the chance. So a class one recall is a situation in which there is a reasonable probability that the use of or exposure to a violative product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death. So something gets class one if they think it's going to hurt you. Class two is a situation in which use of or exposure to a violative product, a product that violates, may cause temporary or medically reversible adverse health consequences, or where the probability of serious adverse health consequences is remote. Class 3 recalls a situation in which use of or exposure to a violative product is not likely to cause adverse health consequences, but they just violated it, so it's a Class 3 recall. Let me see if the blood pressure medicine was a Class 3 recall or not. Remember all the Valsartan, ARB class recall. This is where, they're not telling us the type of class. They're just saying they're getting recalled. Darn. I want to know which type of class that is. ARB recall, I'm just going to say maybe class 2. Let's see if class 3. I thought it might have been a class 3. I don't know. I don't think they're going to tell us. But we have had recalls where it wasn't as serious as this. Then there's a market withdrawal. That occurs when a product has a minor violation that would not be subject to FDA legal action. The firm removes the product from the market, corrects the violation. So, for example, a product removed from the market because of tampering without evidence of manufacturing or distributing problems would be a market withdrawal. And then a medical device safety alert. Those are issued in situations where a medical device may present an unreasonable risk of substantial harm. In some cases, these situations are also considered recalls. So the CovClear rapid antigen test is a rapid antigen test where you do a nasal swab or throat swab, mucous membrane swab to detect active infection, pieces of the virus. If it's accurate, it could help detect active infection. The ImmunoPass COVID-19 neutralizing antibody rapid test is a finger stick blood test that detects antibodies to SARS. I don't believe that is available to over the counter, but I think a lot of doctor's offices may have that. And so that doesn't detect active infection. What that detects is a previous infection or recent infection, because it's the antibody. It takes time for the antibodies to come up. I'm also wondering if that could also detect if you're still having antibodies from your vaccine. Problem is I don't think it tells the difference. So what's a false negative? So a false negative is you think you have COVID. You're like, man, I'm coughing, I'm sick. You go and take a test. It says negative. You're like, oh, okay. But you actually really do have COVID. And we're seeing a lot of false negatives with these rapid tests and these home tests for Omicron. A false positive is where you're like, you know what? I feel good. I feel great. You know, but I don't know. Somebody around me said they had COVID. Let me test. And you test and you're positive, but it's false in that you really aren't positive. So what are the ramifications? Well, if you get told you're positive and you're not, you know, let's say with pregnancy. Let's say, and usually false positives are much less common than false negatives. The test just doesn't pick it up. But for something to trigger it positive, that could be sometimes pregnant people can trigger their syphilis test positive or other things positive. So let's say you're not pregnant and then you test positive. You might be like, oh my gosh, I got to stop all my medication that could hurt the baby. So you stop some of your heart medication and all that. You can't get a hold of the doctor. You're like, oh my gosh, I'm pregnant. You know, God, we need to do this. We need to, and you were never pregnant. You know, the FDA, you know, is concerned that some people who test positive wrongly will then go, well, you know what, look, I got to quarantine, but I want to quarantine alone. So who's positive? You're positive? I'm positive, so let me quarantine with you. And then they go and quarantine with them, and then they really get positive. So a false negative is just detrimental because this is why I think we also had such a bad spread of Delta and Omicron is people tested and they go, I'm good. See, I still isolated for 5 days for poops and giggles, even though I tested negative because I just expected it. But a lot of people out there are like, I'm good, I'm good, I'm negative, I'm good. And then meanwhile, they have it and they're spreading it. So obviously nobody wants anything with a false positive, false negative. So what do you do? So if your doctor had used that antibody test on you, they recommend to retest, you know, to make sure with a different one to if you suspected recent or prior infection. I'm not sure who would still be doing it because I think everybody's had and everybody has antibodies. But then if the CovClear rapid antigen test, if you guys took that, the FDA said if the antigen test was given less than 2 weeks ago, consider retesting your patients using an FDA-authorized SARS-CoV-2 diagnostic test if you suspect an inaccurate result. If the testing was performed more than 2 weeks ago and there is no reason to suspect current infection, it's not necessary to retest. Yeah, because if you retest, you're going to be negative anyway. So, this is one of these things where I've told you that we've had things, you know, coming from a variety of countries, a variety of entities that I don't think had accuracy on their mind, but instead profits. And I don't want to, you know, I don't know what Empowered Diagnostics was thinking. I mean, they make products in America. You'd think they would have gone through the right process. So not sure what happened. But FDA was ticked. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a question for you guys. Are you noticing that your care or your parents' care or your grandparents' care is starting to suck, where they feel like they're kind of being pushed off, blown off, pushed to the side, not getting their care taken care of? Now, I've been picking up on this for years. Many people feel neglected as they age. But I'm hearing from more and more of you that things have gotten really, really worse. And I'm not really in the hospital anymore. I don't have my private practice, so I do telemedicine. And so I only get bits. I can't actively see what's happening in the hospital or the nursing home or in the medical clinic. But seniors are starting to kind of dislike a lot of the care they're getting. And, you know, why would that be? Well, you know, in the olden days, you had one doctor. and that one doctor would be there for you, be there for the family. Nowadays, many doctors have retired, so you're getting somebody brand spanking new. And if that brand spanking new person doesn't have the time, because they have to meet a volume threshold, to go through your whole history, then you don't feel listened to. And it's funny, a lot of doctors are going more into the urgent care type of fields because they're like, I don't have to go through the whole history. I don't have time to look and go through, oh, wait a second, you know, they had this sore throat back in 94 and that sore throat didn't go away. Did they start maybe getting, you know, they like, you know, just here now. Let me just fix you here now and go let somebody else take care of that. Well, there's not a lot of people out there that want to do that. There's not a lot of people there that have the time. With COVID, there's not a lot of those doctors that have their staff coming back. So a lot of seniors don't feel like they're getting the care. Now, one case, and please, I want to hear from you guys too, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. I got a call yesterday from somebody whose parents were feeling ill, suspected COVID, but they hadn't had the COVID test yet. And one of them was starting to seem very weak and tired. And so I had told him, go to the ER, you know, get this checked out. This could be COVID. So they go to the ER, and doctor hardly spent any time with them. I'm not going to say which hospital. And they did a test that was not so much a rapid, but a PCR. Meanwhile, they made sure they were stable, sent them home. No medicines, nothing. They get a call back saying, oh, you guys have COVID. But because of your age, because I think they're in their 80s, we'll do monoclonal antibodies. We'll give you monoclonal antibodies. And they were told, I guess, to come in at 4 a.m. because they only do monoclonal antibodies between 4 a.m. and 8 a.m. Now, I think one is like 89, the other is like 84. So they're not spring chickens. I can't get up at 4. I might get up at 6 o'clock, but I complain about it. I sure the heck wouldn't be dressed by then in makeup and able to get, you know, go where I need to go for them. But these guys did it, and they showed up at 4 a.m., from what I'm told. When they get there, somebody's like, what? What are you talking about? No, we don't have the monoclonal antibodies. Who told you to come here? So they left. So then one of the family members called, said, what the hell is going on? And they go, no, we have it here. We don't know who you talk to. But then by then, they were already outside the window or something happened. They never got treatment. Now, they're okay. They're alive. But this is kind of a growing theme that I'm hearing. And again, we want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, that whether it's staff that might not be on the same page as other people, whether it's somebody didn't get the memo, whether it's, look, this is above my pay grade, you go here. You know, a lot of seniors have been frustrated because those of us who were trained in family medicine or internal medicine, when it got time to heart disease, kidney disease, all right, and lawsuits were rampant, we I guess, embraced a lot more of the specialists in our care. And so by the time I train, they go, look, you know, this person could have triple vessel disease. This person could have, you know, stage 3 renal disease. Make sure you get a kidney doctor to look at him. Make sure you get a heart doctor to look at him. So these older individuals who, when they grew up in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, have, you know, one doctor, now they're being told to go everywhere. Well, you know, I have a lump in my thyroid. I feel a lump here in my thyroid. We're going to send you to ENT. And they don't understand that it's because we get sued if we don't refer you to the proper specialist and we don't give you proper treatment for something. And so older individuals, a lot of them complain about being just shunted back and forth across the city. They feel like they don't have time to talk to anybody. And they also feel like they are unwanted. Either it's because of their Medicare insurance, either because they're not private pay, either because of their age or because they have so many issues that they're not a quick and easy patient for the volume. Or they see medical providers that might not be as well trained, and so it's just over their head. They're like, I can't do this. I have to send you to somebody else. So this push for universal health care keeps coming back. And in California, apparently the bill died. I don't know if it's a temporary death or if it's you know, done for now. But every few years, somebody wants to bring up universal health care. And on paper, it sounds beautiful. Not on the ledger, but I'm like, oh, wow, everybody gets health care. Nobody's going to go bankrupt. Anybody, whether you're legal, illegal, visiting, not visiting, we're going to take care of you. It sounds beautiful as a doctor. I mean, this is how we, you know, we're like, I don't care what your status is, an immigrant status is, we're going to take care of you. But logistically, people are scared. Now, this failed to pass, even though the assembly was Democratic majority in California. Not enough. I guess a lot of Democrats are running for re-election, so they don't think it's going to be popular enough. So they didn't have enough votes. They couldn't even bring it to a vote in California. But a lot of older individuals are like, okay, whoa, hold the phone. Do we get any say in this? Once you do universal health care, there tends to be more of a shift of preventative care and helping the younger people. And older individuals may cost the system too much money. And interventions on older individuals then might start to go by the wayside. And so a lot of older individuals, I mean, I might think it sounds amazing, you know, because I'm thinking about, you know, I'm just thinking about how, you know, I love training where we have these free clinics, you know, or these Medicaid clinics for people. And I don't know where the clinics went to. They probably couldn't stay open because of money. But, you know, this is something I would have rather seen rather than the ACA is make one bill, that one law saying no more pre-existing condition exclusion. So we have that piece. But then let's spend all that money you guys spent on insurance, premium, I guess subsidies, you know, and all that stuff. Open up clinics all over America. And trust me, people would donate if they could have their name on the clinic. People will donate old CT machines, old X-ray machines, pharmacies, pharmaceuticals could be donated by pharmaceutical companies, 2 months before they expire, things like that. I mean, not to mention the expiration date is still a hedge, so a lot of medicines can still last. But we could have made clinics throughout the whole, you talk about infrastructure, we could have made clinics, free clinics throughout the whole United States for less money than what we spent on Obamacare. And then an older individual could feel like they had access to this, hopefully. But, you know, older individuals and seniors are scared. And the more we push, you know, for a socialized universal health system, you might not see everybody on board, and you need to understand why. You know, as they're seeing their Medicare benefits get cut, and so they have Medicare, but Medicare's not enough. They have to buy an Advantage plan. You know, you might have your Medicare A, you might have your Medicare B, but, you know, what about your prescriptions? So, universal health care looks like might not be as popular with Democrats, Republicans, seniors, middle-aged, young people as we think. 1-877-DOC-7.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.